He is a good God, ain't he? He's better than that, Pastor say. So right about that. Well, I'm glad to be here. I am glad to be in the presence of God and amongst his people. Be anywhere else out there today like I used to be. But thanks be unto God who saved my soul, brought me to a marvelous light, gave me the mind that I have to want to be in church. Can't wait for Sundays. I almost go to church every day. I can skip work. I can skip work. I can sit in the house of God every day if we have to. That day is coming, though. It's going to come. I do thank the Lord, God, who's my Savior. I thank God for my pastor allows me to stand up here before his people, count it a privilege, and I thank him for. I thank God for my wife. I'm going to give this testimony. I know my granddaughter's here. I thought Tawana would give this testimony. I thought it was something for a little child to do, you know, my little granddaughter. She comes to church, but I think something was going on the school bus. One of the little boys was saying something, I guess, negative concerning the Lord. And she didn't like what was being said. And she said, what did she say, Twan? She said, you need not to be saying that about Jesus. You need to be thankful because he died for you. So out of the mouth of babes. You know, most of the time you hear people saying things, we as grown-ups, me, you know, you just shake your head and say, oh, man, that's a shame. But to have the holy boldness to stand up and say something about it is another thing. So, boy, I tell you that the Lord is dealing with the children. God said he's going to get his work done if he's got to work through the children. So he is... I mean, he is awesome, and I just thank God for my wife for working with the children at home. And, man, that little child, she's so inquisitive about the Lord. She wants to know everything that she wants to. Okay. Yeah. So you do need to be grateful. Mimi, yeah. Yeah, the Bible say train them up in the way that they should go. You know, and they won't when they get old, they won't depart from it. So they may have a slip, trip, or fall in between there, but when they get old, they won't depart from it. It's going to be in them. So I just thank the Lord for saving my grandchildren. You know, when we say the young people are the future church, I don't know if we believe what we're saying. These young people really, once you get them, they're going to take over. They don't care. They're going to stand up. And I think Christ wants us to be like the children, he said. And we got to be like them. You know, have that heart, that free heart. Look, I'm going to say it anyway, regardless if I get in trouble or not. So God is good. I thank him for being good to us. We got our air back on, and so much has been going on. And what I'm hearing that people are saying out there, we talked about this morning, you know, being overly busy in our lives for others and for ourselves, and not overly busy for the Lord. And so that thing is catching. And so we're going to have a revival before you know it, because people's mind is turning toward God. And when you start turning toward God, God start answering prayer. He start moving, start doing what he needs to do to clean it up. And so we're looking for God to clean this thing up, because we need a cleansing, that's for sure. I'm going to be reading out of the book of Matthew chapter 4, starting out at verse 13. You know, keep Sister Phyllis in your prayer. You know, things can get you so down and, you know, weigh down on you and cause you to, you know, paralyze you. That's what I want to say. They can't get up no more. But you can get back up. You just got to keep on calling on the Lord and believing God. But we got to stand in proxy and pray for our brothers and sisters that's going through. So, Father, we come before the throne of mercy this morning, Lord God. First of all, thanking you, Lord God, for allowing us to be here, God, in your presence, oh God, amongst your people. We thank and praise you, Father God, for touching us this morning, God, healing our bodies, Lord God. Oh God, allowing us, Father God, to wake up, God, on this side this morning, Lord. We thank you right now. We pray, Father God, that you will look on our brothers and our sisters that are going through, God, not only here at Revival Center, but, Lord God, going through all over the world, God. Road to Life, God. House of the Open Door House of Prayer, God. Lively Stone, God. Solomon's Temple and all these churches, God. People are going through there. These are your people, Lord. We pray, God, that you will bless them, Father God. We pray, God, that you will strengthen them, Lord God, those that need to be strengthened. And we pray, Father God, that you will meet their every need, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will lift up every bowed down head, God. God, strengthen everybody, God, that need to be strengthened, God, in the inner man by the Spirit, God. And we just pray, God, at this time, Lord God, that you use me, Lord God, for the moment, God, that you've given me. Speak to me and speak through me, Father. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God is good. God is good. And his mercy endure forever. We'll be talking a little bit about the 5,000 that Jesus fed and him going to the other side. Prior to this, Matthew 14, chapter 14, starting at verse 13. Prior to this, this was before the beheading of John the Baptist. And Jesus, verse 13 reads, when Jesus heard of it, he departed thence. Excuse me. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into the desert, into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them. And he healed the sick. God loves his people. God loves us. You know, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. But John used the word, he said that Jesus had compassion, you know, toward them. And he healed the sick. You know, compassion, it means to have this compelling or this force. You know, Jesus, he saw the suffering of the people and he was motivated. You know, and he was moved to relieve them of their sufferings and their misfortune. He by his love toward them, but this compassion forced him. It motivated him. You know, it motivated his love that was in him, you know, to love them with compassion and to bring forth healing to the people. And that same compassion that he had led him to the cross for you and me. Not only did he heal them of their diseases and their sicknesses, but I believe that the Lord set them down also to preach the gospel. You know, it's one thing to get your healing, but you got to hear the word too. Because he's more concerned about you having eternal life. You know, he loves to see you healed, but the most important thing is to hear the gospel. Yes, he preached the gospel of Jesus, you know, to the people. And so there's a lot of people that have been healed, that are healed, but they still don't believe and receive eternal life. And so the gospel must be preached throughout all the world. And when it was said, and when it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, this is a desert place and the time is now past. Send the multitude away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves some victuals. But Jesus said unto them, they need not depart. Give them to eat. Here it is. He's telling them they ain't got to go. Don't send his people away. You know, I just got to heal these people. God sees the needs of the people. You know, sometimes folk just don't want to be bothering God's folk. They don't want to be bothered. But Jesus said, no, don't send them away. They don't need to go nowhere. It's something else I need to do for these people. And they said unto him, we have here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, bring them hither to me. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass and took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. And looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke it and gave the loaves to his disciples and his disciples to the multitude. Jesus took all that they had, he said. They said all they had was 2 fish and 5 loaves. It don't make no difference what you got. If it's a whole lot, sometimes you can have a whole lot and it still ain't enough for what you need. But at this time, they only had 2 fish and 5 loaves amongst the people. Jesus, only person that I know, he can work with what you got. He specializes in the little bit you got. He specializes in the weakness. He specializes in insufficient things. And he most definitely specializes in everything that's impossible. So it don't make no difference whether it was 2 fish and 5 loaves, whether it was $2.50, 2 quarters and 5 nickels. It don't make no difference what it is. Bring it to him and he'll make it work for you. But you just got to believe that he can do it. So Matthew said he looked up to heaven. Well, I'm telling you this morning that you got to know where to look. Matthew said Jesus, the Son of God, looked up to heaven. Man, you got to know where to look in your heart situations. You got to know where to look when things are getting tough. You got to know where to look when nothing ain't going right in your life. Just seem like everything is going wrong. But you got to know where to look. You got to look up. Matthew said he looked up. And when you know when Jesus looked up, situations and circumstances change. When you look up and look to Jesus, come on now. You got to know where to look. Stop looking at people. Stop looking for folk to help you out. You know, Paul said we got to look unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. You got to know where to look when situations ain't right. You got to know when things, when your body ain't doing well, your car ain't acting right, the weather won't cooperate, when things just won't cooperate. You got to know that you can look up and know that you got a Father, a God in heaven that's going to hear you. It reminds me, I was telling this story about Joshua. The Bible just amazes me. It does. And God, he reacts to faith. I was reminded just by just reading the Bible, just sitting and reading. I just caught this scripture where Joshua was fighting him and his army was fighting against the enemy. And the Bible said he spake to the Father. Well, people say he prayed. Well, I guess you can pray real fast when you have to. You know, when you're driving down the highway and you can't say that. You can't bow your head. You can't get on your knees. You just say, Jesus, Lord help, or whatever come out of your mouth. The Bible said he spake to God. And he said, the sun and the moon stood still for a whole day. What kind of God is this that's going to obey man like that? And the Bible said that it never was before and afterwards that God hearkened to the voice of man like that. It never was before and it never has been afterwards. It may not have been, never was, but that don't mean he said he won't do it again. You just got to believe God. If Joshua can ask God to stop the sun, what is feeding 4,000, 5,000, or even a few people to God? A few people feel like sometimes God can't do nothing for them. Come on now. 4,000 or 5,000 people he fed with just 2 fish and 5 loaves. Can you imagine him looking up and praying to the Father and bless what they had? Have you ever blessed the little bit that you had? And said, Lord, let this be sufficient. Let it be enough for us. Maybe you ain't got to do that. Maybe you got a lot. But there's going to come a time in your life where you're going to have to look up whatever you got. It can be a whole lot, but that whole lot sometimes just ain't enough for what you need done. He looked up, the Bible says, and he blessed it. And as he blessed it, the Bible says he gave to his disciples, and the disciples gave to the people. Can't you just see a blessing just keep flowing? You know, I don't believe the bread and the fish came down, bloop, just bloop down like that. I believe as he was looking up, hand up here with the hand over there, the blessing was just flowing. Flowing from him, from the Father, from him to the disciples, from the disciples to the people that are need. God is the same God today. He the same God today. All you got to do is just lift it up. Whatever you got, give it to him. And he'll make it work for you. God ain't, he ain't no respecter person. And Paul said we got to look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. The founder of our faith. He started us on this faith road. He started us believing him. Well, if he started me to believe him, why should I stop now? If he started you to believe in him years ago, why do you got to stop? Why should you stop now? He's the founder of your faith, and he is the perfecter of your faith. You know, Paul, David said, the Lord will perfect that what concerns me. You know, you got to look to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. One of the disciples in John, he wrote, one disciple said, what difference would this make, Lord? And so many people to feed. All we got is 2 fish and 5 loaves. You know, it makes a whole lot of difference when you got faith. It don't make no difference what you got. God want to use what you got. If you got a little bit of faith, use that little bit of faith. You got something that you need God to do, and you ain't got enough money. And today, we need money to do just about anything. I'm sorry. I'm just rehearsing what I read. Money answereth all things. That's what the Bible say. So you got to have some money sometimes to get what you want. Somebody got to have some money. I may not got the money. You may not have the money, but God got somebody that got the money. God gonna touch somebody's heart with some money, because he said it's in the scripture. You know, Solomon wrote, money answer all things. You got to have, you can't go to the store and pick this up and say, I'll bring you back. I remember back in the day they had due bills. Y'all don't know anything about due bills? Come on, y'all. Y'all don't live in the city. Hey, when you had good faith with the corner store that sold bologna, ham, cheese, candy, milk, cleaning supplies, they sold everything. That was our mini grocery store. We couldn't make it to Snooks all the time. We didn't have the money to go to Dibberg's all the time. I go up there and say, Miss Bay, that's her name, I need such, 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 such. Well, it wasn't none of me, Lord. It was people come up there. I need such, 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 such. Okay. She said, but here, I got to give you a due bill. I'm going to write down what you got, and you come back and pay me. But you got to have some money. She had to bring back some money to get something else. But see, what I'm trying to tell you, that look, it don't make no difference how much money you got. All we got to do is not look at what we have and look at who is the provider. He is the provider. He going to provide for you. I told y'all this testimony before about me and my minivan. Lord blessed us with. I needed this part, and I just got my credit right. Got me a Visa. Tawana got a Visa. She's spinning over there. I'm spinning over here. We ain't keeping up. Couldn't be keeping up with what we're spending. I need this parts up. I got that. I'll be right back, going right up here to Ford. Say, man, I need such and such and such and such. Okay, come back. How you going to pay for the cash or credit? Credit. Here you go. Beep, sir, ain't nothing on here. What you mean? I said, that's a Visa. He said, that's a Visa, but you got to have some money on Visa. you got to have some room. And so I couldn't get the part. So see, I'm leaning on what I got, what I thought I had. But I said, Lord, my God, what we going to do now? We need transportation. I sat down on the steps in front of the man with my Visa. I wasn't trying to have no pity party. I was just devastated that what I was depending on let me down. Well, I let me down. I've supposed to been taking care of that visa. I've supposed to been looking at that account. But it let me down. So I dropped my head right there, and I said, Jesus, Lord, what am I going to do? And the man said, wait a minute, man. I'm going to go back in the back and see if we got some spare parts. We fix these things all the time. And I just began to pray. I said, Lord, if you will, Lord, have mercy upon me. I don't know what I was praying. But the man came back and said, oh, I got one. Here you go. Right here. I said, but I ain't got no money, and the visa still don't work. I can't even buy a discount part. But I'm tell you how good God is. He said, look, here, man, take and have. You can have this thing. We don't need it. We just going to throw it away, but it still works. This is the God I'm talking about that'll provide your needs in spite of what you got, in spite of what you think you have or what you leaning on. You better let Jesus be your leaning pole. You better let Jesus be your provider. You better let Jesus be your protector. Oh, Lord. Let him be your protector. Is he your everything or not? God help me. I hate to go here again, but I got to go there again because it keep coming to me. People keep bothering me with this stuff. Or maybe it's the Lord just got this thorn in my flesh I can't get away from. People keep telling me about these pistols that they're carrying. My wife called me Friday or Thursday the other day and said, hey, where you at? I said, I'm on the parking lot talking. I'm talking to a brother in the Lord about his peacemaker and what he does with it, and how it's going to protect him. And he's a brother in the Lord, a minister in Christ. And I just listened to him. I'm thinking to myself, Lord, what have we gotten to? You know, I say, look, man, you know those things don't always work. You know, you've heard story. I've heard story how people put a gun on you and they click, click. It don't work. You can't be dependent on that. I say, man, I'm hypocritical. If I get up and get to preaching about God is this and he's that, he's my protector, I may as well leave that out. Either God is going to be your protector or he not. Either God is going to be God or he ain't going to be God. God gave us, don't tell me God gave you common sense. God took that sense from you and gave you the right mind. You don't have nothing common with the world. You're supposed to be the light. You're supposed to be the salt. Your ways are supposed to please God. And when people look at your ways, they're supposed to say, well, that's the man of God. That's a woman of God. You ain't supposed to be dependent on nothing that man made. Nothing. It's not reliable. Man, we ain't reliable all the time. Children of God ain't reliable all the time. We let the Lord down. So you can't depend. Either God is God or he ain't. I'm just going to let him be God. Well, God said this and he said, I said, is that written? That's not scripture, bro. We can't make up stuff just to appease what we're doing. I said, God will keep you. I said, man, look, my kids get on me all the time. Dad, you go down there and such, such, such. You got your, I said, no. I don't need it. I said, listen here. When the devil came to bother Job, God knew he was coming to bother Job. He had to get permission from God to do anything to Job. I said, man, look, if God allows for me to be taken, because I don't know, we don't know how we're going to be taken. Well, one thing we know we're gonna be taken. I said, look at his disciples, how they were taken. They were crucified. Some of them upside down. Some of them was thrown in lions' den and torn apart. I said, if God allows somebody or me to leave here, who can stop it? 9mm can't stop it. 40 cal can't stop it. My brothers can't stop it. My children, it's going to happen. But God is your protector. He's your keeper. Let him be your keeper. Let him remain your keeper. Let him remain your provider. Let him remain your help. Let God be God. And he will be God if you'll let him. So, it don't make a difference if it's two fish or five loaves or one fish. It don't make no difference with God. You know, put it in his hands, you know, and watch it change. You know, put it on the altar and watch situations change. Yes, it will. I'm a living witness that it will. And I know you got your testimonies too. And they did all eat, the Bible said, verse 20, and were filled. And they took up the fragments that remained 12 baskets full. And they that had eaten were about 5,000 besides men, 1,000 men beside the women and children. So we don't know how many thousands was there. All I see is a miracle from God. You know, a miracle that we need. May not be no food, but you need a miracle. You need God to do something miraculous in your life. Somebody might need a house and feel like, well, I can't get no house because. Well, I can't get no car because. Because what? Because you ain't got no faith? Or because you think you got to do it? If you think you got to do it, you ain't gonna get it. God, sometimes we put ourselves in predicaments, but God is so loving, so merciful. He said, well, I understand what you was trying to do. You know, I'll tell you, Key, I understand what you're trying to do, but I'm going to help you anyway. You know, God bless you with a car. If you need a car, step on out there. God will give you a car. You need a house? Step on out there. God will give you a house. He got it. All of it belongs to him. It don't belong to Mr. John. It don't belong to Mr. James. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell, all God got to do is touch that heart. And hey, when God touched the heart, it's going to happen. And straight, okay, after that, here we go now. Jesus walking on this water. And straightway, 22, Jesus constrained his disciples to get into the ship and go and go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. Make sure I ain't leaving nothing out, because this was good to me. Because I don't know about nobody else. I'm standing in the need of a blessing. Yes, and I'm letting him know it too. Lord, I'm standing in the need of a blessing. And when he had sent the multitudes away, and he went up into the mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the winds were contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. See, the Bible says that in the fourth watch, it is believed that the fourth watch is between the time of 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. There's so many. They got first watch, second watch, third watch, fourth watch. They got all these two or three different evenings that they have. And so from the time Jesus fed the 5,000 people, sent them home, he sent them home full. He ain't sent them home with their bellies empty. He sent them home full, with their knees met, to told his disciples to go to the other side. I'm going to meet you over there. Then he goes up into the mountains to pray. And his disciples by this time was in a bad storm and had been in a storm for a while. Because when he fed the 5,000, you know, it was time for them to eat. It must have been daylight. And he sent them home. And after they sent them home, he went on up into the mountain to pray. And after he went up in the mountain to pray, and the disciples going on the other side without him. Man, God's setting this thing up real good, ain't he? Going on over there, y'all. You know, gone. I'll meet you over there. Ain't no bridges, by the way. You know, ain't no bridges, by the way. And so he goes up there, and by this time, they in a storm, in a real bad storm. Sometimes you can be in a storm of your life. You know, you can have a fight of your life. You can be fighting for life to live. You know, you go through so many bad things. But he prays, and I believe, but while he was praying, that the Father either told him or showed him his disciples was in need of help. And so, look at here. When you're going through your storm, don't you think that God don't see you? Jesus is still praying, the Bible says. He's there right now, been an advocate for you right there, because the devil's accusing some of the brothers right now what they did. But God said, I prayed. He told Peter, I prayed for you. You know, the devil desired to sift you as wheat. But Peter, I have prayed for you. So God sees that we need help. God sees that you need what you need. God sees that you need strength. He sees that you need your body healed. He sees that our mother need her car fixed. God sees all of this stuff. God ain't turning his head away from his children. You don't turn yours from your children, do you? Break your neck to do what you can do for your kids. And pastor used to always say, and some of them ain't even worth it. But you do for them anyway. You do for them. And here comes Jesus walking on water. He didn't have to wait for another boat. He didn't have time to wait for another boat. You know, he didn't have time, you know. But here he comes walking on water. Look, he'll do whatever he got to do to rescue you. Jesus will do whatever he got to do to get to his people. He'll move mountains if he have to. He parted the Red Seas. You know, Jesus will do whatever he got. He was in the fiery furnace with the Hebrew boys. He was in the lion's den with devil. He cast out the devils. He made people sick. I mean, he healed the sick and he raised the dead. God would do whatever he has to do for you. He said, I did it for them and I'll do it for you. That's what God did for them back then. He did part the Red Sea. He was in the lion's den. What won't God do for you today? What won't he do for you? He said he's no respecter person. God would do anything to get to his children. If he got to walk on water, if he got to descend from heaven, God will do what he needs to do to bring you your blessing. All you got to do is look up and know that your Redeemer draweth nigh. He's there with you. You ain't got to be worried about what you won't have. You ain't got to be concerned about what you won't get. All you got to do is just believe God and have faith in God. He'll move that same mountain that he moved for them. He'll be in the same lion's den that he was in there with Daniel. God will do the same thing for you. All we got to do is put our faith, all our faith, all your faith back into Jesus. See, we got part of our faith. Part of our faith is in Christ to do this. Well, we know the part, eternal life is, I'm going to heaven. I know I'm going to heaven. But they faith over here in something else. Put all your faith, you know, all your faith in Christ Jesus. Put all your chips in one bag and believe Jesus. Every one of them. Don't leave none out. Not one. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid." And here's my buddy. Peter answered and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on water to go to Jesus. Come on. Here's what I like about Peter. Yeah, they call him Big Mouth. And they call him this and they call him that. Here's what I like about Peter. He was in the same boat with his brother. He was going through the same storm that they was going through. Some of us is in the same boat as our brothers and sisters. Some of us are going through the same storm that they are going through. But what I like about Peter is that he got out of the boat. Sometimes you got to get out of that same boat that the people are going through. You can't be in the muddy grooves when everybody else in the muddy grooves. You can't be faithless when everybody else start getting faithless. You got to get out of the boat. Today it's time for you to get out of the boat and trust Jesus. All you got to do is hear him say come. All you got to do is hear him say go. All you got to do is hear him say stay. If Jesus tell you something to do, then that's what you better be found doing. Peter said, Lord, just bid me to come. You just tell me to come and I'll come. So we got to get out of the same boat as our brothers and sisters. We're going through the same things that they're going through. Because preachers preach, they don't mean they ain't going through. They're in the same boat. But some of them step out of the boat and say, I'm tired of being in this storm. I'm tired of being in the same storm. And some people, they get so, they step out for a little bit, but the boat is right there. They got to have something or somebody or something to lean on and grab hold to when they step out. No, when you got to go all the way out there, all the way in the storm, way away from your security, way away from your boat, way away from your life jacket. Peter knew that if I stayed in this boat, I can call on James, I can call on John, I can call on Mark and any of them. They can't help me. But Jesus, I'm getting out of the boat if you tell me to come out of the boat. I'm stepping out right now, Jesus, if you tell me to come out. And when he got out there with Jesus, he still was in a storm. But I'd rather be with Jesus in a storm than be with anybody else in a storm. Because I know when I call on Jesus, he's going to answer me. He going to hear me. He going to come through for me. He going to reach out and help me. So it's time to get out of the boat, and it's time to walk by faith, all your faith, and not by sight. You know, I don't care what we're going through, what we're seeing today. People are suffering with, I don't see that. I'm looking at God to deliver. I'm looking at God to heal. I'm looking at Jesus do the same thing he did yesterday. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. Come on now. He helped the lame. He made them walk. He opened up blind eyes spiritually and naturally. He opened up ears. He done everything and showed us everything that he has done. Here it is. They just seen him feed over 5,000, 10,000. I don't know how many people was out. Over 4,000 people there. And they still didn't believe him. They still didn't believe him. We can't shake our head at him. We can't say that's a shame, because we are in the same boat. If we wasn't in the same boat, then we'll see some things. We'll see Jesus coming on the water for us. I believe Jesus, and when you start believing Jesus, I believe he's going to come for you, and God is bringing us a breakthrough. A breakthrough's got to come when Jesus come. Things got to let you go. Doors got to open up. Healing got to come when Jesus there. He just ain't there with you believing. He ain't there and nothing's happened if you believe in. If you believe in, some things got to happen. You know, it's got to happen. So when Peter called on Jesus, the Bible says, Jesus what? He immediately stretched his hand out. So when you call on him, he's going to immediately, suddenly, all of a sudden stretch his hand out and deliver you. Or if he ain't got to bring it, he ain't got to bring you up, he'll bring it to you. God going to do it for you. So it's time to get out of the boat, walk by faith, not by sight. Call on him, and he'll stretch his hand to you. Whatever you're looking for, whatever you need. Paul said, ain't no difference between the Jew nor the Greek. Ain't no difference between them. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all. All that call upon the name of the Lord. You got to call on him and believe him and get out of that fearful state that God won't do it. Or sometimes we have a maybe. Maybe he, I don't know. He might do it. Man, you got to know that you know that you know that you know that God will do it. You got to know that he will. Undoubtedly know that God will come through for you. But you can't stay in that mess. Get your mind to where you want to go a little bit farther. It's time for us to level up. Everybody don't play video games, but I know enough about them. It's time for you to level up in faith. You can't go to the next level. You can't beat Bowser if you don't beat level one. You got to beat level one, two, three. God taking us through levels. I don't know where we at, but it feels like sometimes I'm stuck at level two. I can't get past Bowser. Sometimes I feel like I can't get past the little, what's the little lady, the one of them characters on earth. All God is telling us to level up in faith. Believe him. Take your faith to the highest level that you can, and God will honor it. He will honor your faith. It's things that we're sitting here waiting for, believing for. Keep believing God. Tell the Lord today, the Lord, I'm stepping out. I'm tired of being in the same boat as everybody else. You're sitting around, you listen to everybody, and they tell me, yeah, and you get saying, yeah, me too. But no more, not me. I'm stepping out. I'm walking. I'm walking on water with Jesus. If it ain't water, I'm walking on whatever I need to walk on by faith to get to what Jesus is. He is the author. He is the finisher of your faith. So saints of God, level up. Get out of the boat. Believe God. And know that God is there for you. He'll do whatever he got to do for you. He'll move mountains. He'll move this around. He'll move that around. He'll take this person out of your way. I've seen him do it. People having problems on their job. They ready to quit their job because some person on their job has pressed them so hard to where these people are quitting the water company. I can't stay here no more because of him. I can't stay here no more. Because I said, man, don't you let nobody push you out of your livelihood. What you going to do? I don't know. You got to believe God. I said, man, you start praying and ask God to bless him. Tell him to bless him. Well, what you mean, Brother Al? Bless him. Well, I'm going to tell God bless him. He getting on my nerve. He making my job hard. That's how it goes, man. This is what he say do. If I tell you to do something else, then it ain't going to work. Do it that way, and watch and see it on the chain. Well, no, I'm just going to quit. So this brother say he's just going to retire and just going on out of there. You know? The devil wants you to quit. He wants you to give up. That's why he presses so hard. You know? He think that he pressing you so hard, I almost got him. They almost at the door. They ready to just walk out. They ready to serve him notice today. Devil, I'm in a storm with Jesus, and I know everything's going to be all right with me. I may not see it right now. Some people feel it in the atmosphere, but I know if I don't feel it, one thing I can do, I can believe it because he told me he would. He would be with me. So get out of the boat. Level up and trust God. Don't worry about your storm. Don't focus on your storm. Don't focus on what you're going through. Focus on who can bring you through. Who's going to take you out of it? Who's going to cause the storm to cease? Joshua stopped the sun for a day. And the Bible says God did not hearken to the voice of man before or after that day. It didn't say he wouldn't do it no more. Because I know I've heard testimonies that God did it again. Not the sun, but he stopped the rain before. I've heard too many testimonies of God stopping the rain. We was coming home from someplace and it was not a good day. And we already sad. But it started to rain. I said, Lord. I looked up and said, Lord, not today. Please, not today, Lord. And it was not only rain, it was cloudy. Clouds rolled back and the rain stopped. And the sun started shining. God wants to hear from you, from your faith anyway. You know, we can say a lot of things, but God wants to hear from your faith. God is waiting to answer. He's waiting to reach out and save his people. But we got to get out of that same boat, that same mindset that the world has. So when somebody tell you that God gave you common sense, God took that sense from you and gave you a better mind. Because what's common out there just ain't working no more. It ain't working. Common, I don't want that common. I want what he has. Any man in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. An old way of thinking is gone. All things become new. God bless you this morning. Step out the boat today, tomorrow, the rest of the week, and know that God is with you. And watch and see, don't God honor your faith? He honors faith. God bless you this morning. Anybody need prayer? We need to stand in agreement for anything. Anything that you want, anything that you're waiting for, anything that you need. We will touch and agree. Stepping out the boat and walking on water, you can walk on air. Nothing, we're going to stand and dismiss. I know everybody here is saved, but those that are listening, if you're not saved, all you got to do is call on him. He said he is no respecter person. He's the same Lord over all, and he's rich unto all of you. Sinner, saint, the same Lord over all is rich unto all, to them that call, but you got to call. Call and ask him for help. Let him know that you need your life change. You need to be saved. You want to think different. You want to be different if this is you that want to be a different person. And you can be a new creature in Christ. All you got to do is ask him to come into your heart. Believe that God raised him from the dead and he is the Son of God. And you shall be saved. It's as simple as that. Simple as that. Don't take a whole lot jumping through hoops and all this other stuff people tell you got to do. Just believe that he, who he say he is. That's all. Nothing else. We're going to try to have a, I'm done, Derek. We're going to try to have a board meeting past the next week. Is that okay? Everybody's on the board. Because I, you know, it's about